In November, a Pennsylvania Superior Court ruled that Independence Blue Cross must cover in-school autism support care for a Philadelphia family's son. The insurer appealed for the ruling to be reheard, but just this week, the court rejected that appeal. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Kyrie Greenberg reports.
When Anthony Burke started kindergarten in 2009, his father worked nights as a Philadelphia police officer so he could be in the classroom all day as his son's assistant. Why? Because his family's health insurance wouldn't cover Anthony's assisted behavioral analysis, or ABA therapy, while he was in school. ABA therapy is a top recommendation for medical treatment of autism's effects and falls under Pennsylvania's Autism Insurance Act. In November, the Superior Court sided with the Burke family, demanding the insurer cover ABA therapy while kids are in school. And now Blue Cross has lost an appeal for the Superior Court to rehear the case. The Burks' lawyer, David Gates, from the Pennsylvania Health Law Project, says the next step is to work with providers to identify other kids who may be eligible for in-school services.
I would hope that the state would look into this and be sure that the other insurers are also covering services in school.
Lindsay Shea directs Pennsylvania's Autism Services Resource Program. She hopes this case will give families more options.
For a long time, it was well known that insurers would not pay for services in schools. Providers kind of stopped trying.
Anthony is now 12, and his dad, John, says the family's lawsuit purposely does not include a price tag.
We never filed anything in court to be compensated for anything. All we want are the services to be provided by the insurance company like they're supposed to.
For WHYY News, I'm Kyrie Greenberg.